Well, Emu Valley Cricket Association annual violence prevention round is this coming Saturday, and it's all a part of the Greater Bendigo Against Family Violence Committee, who've helped put that together along with Sports Focus. And the chair of that committee, Marg Singh, is with us. Marg, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Obviously, a very important date on the calendar.
Oh, definitely. Emu Valley has been hosting this violence prevention round for the last 4 years, and it's a great way for us to get into sporting clubs in particular to promote the message of prevention for family violence.
Obviously, we work very, very hard at this, and the awareness seems to be cutting through. It's probably something we're never going to totally get rid of, sadly, but are you happy with the way the message is getting through and the way that people are picking up on the message as well?
I think there's more people involved now, and so the message is getting through, and I think that's a great thing. I agree with you. I don't think we're ever going to get rid of family violence, but it'd be nice to think in an ideal world we would be without it. But I think now there is that message is getting out, and so people are now more aware of it. People are now realising that what happens in the home doesn't stay in the home, and you know, we can get support for those that really need it.
I mentioned this to Lucy Roffey earlier from the Central Goldfield Shire when talking about it, but it's also, I think, the real important message is to get a generational switch as well, for younger people coming through to really get a feel and an understanding that it's not okay.
Oh, I totally agree with you. In some respects, it's too late for the older generation. We do have to target the younger generation. And I think respectful relationships in the schools are certainly doing that. You find that the children these days are more likely to be, less offended by, what's going on in the world, and or more offended, really, and they're doing something about it.
Yeah. No, very true. So tell us about the game this weekend. What's the format for the showcase game?
Okay, so the game is out at the Longley Oval. It's between the ex-Creek Cricket Club and Spring Gully Cricket Club. At the beginning of the match, I do a little bit of a presentation, and then the players all agree to sign an oath, basically saying that, they will stand up to family violence and be out there in the community, preaching the word, I guess, that family violence is not okay. And then the cricket match will start, and whoever wins receives a very nice family violence or violence prevention cup, mm-hmm. Which has been donated. And, it's a good day, really, if people want to go out and watch.
So I guess the players wouldn't be signing the oath to say that a bit of good-natured banter is going to carry on the field, though. So it's going to be competitive, as always.
It is going to be competitive, but, they are aware of what they can do and what they can't do. I think, through a little bit of media or through, some previous consultation with them, so they're sort of aware of, that crude jokes and jokes against women are not
of course
something that we say.
No, not at all, not at all. There's a big difference between, banter between teammates and opposition and taking it too far, and that's obviously a very important part of this. And talking of which, Mark, the 16 days of activation, it's a worldwide movement, but it's become bigger and bigger locally, and that must be pleasing for someone in your position to help, from a City of Greater Bendigo perspective, get that message through.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, our committee works, very hard through the year to make sure that we have a lot of events planned for the 16 days and we can get community involved, and obviously not as much this year because of COVID restrictions, but we've still got a lot of things going on where community can get involved. We've got pop-up stalls. They can come along and get merchandise. We've got hats and bin stickers. We've got ribbons and all that sort of stuff. So there's a few pop-ups stalls around Bendigo in different areas. All of this information can be found on the Greater Bendigo Against Family Violence Facebook page. We've got a couple of webinars going on that people can log into and listen to. So many things happening. We've got a virtual walk happening, which we'd love people to get involved with. It's a matter of just getting onto the site and dropping a pin when you're walking and putting a little comment. Maybe you're walking for someone that you know living with family violence or being a victim survivor. All that sort of thing. We've got those things going on. So,
wonderful.
You know, it's about getting community involved and getting the message out.
Yeah, which you are doing very successfully. And we wish you luck for this weekend and over the 16 days too, and keep up the good work. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Marg. Appreciate that.
Not a problem at all.
All the very best. Marg Singh, the chair of the Greater Bendigo Against Family Violence Committee. And that big cricket match on this weekend.